Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Scott Leadham. He is the Director of Public Affairs for Southwest Gas, and he's here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program Scott Leadham. He is the Director of Public Affairs for Southwest Gas. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. It's only been a couple of weeks, but there have been some developments since we last talked to you, so welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Sam, and look forward to talking about some of those developments today, for sure.
All right, so Assemblywoman Leslie Cohen put out an editorial in the Nevada Independent yesterday that talked about, the headline was Responsible Energy Planning Will Protect Nevadans' Health and Pocketbooks. And basically, it appeared that it was a giant attack on the natural gas industry, and that would mean, in particular, Southwest Gas. So I'm going to leave the floor to you, and let's start the conversation.
Yeah, and again, appreciate you having me on, Sam. And I first just want to say that, I've said it last time I was on, I'll say it again. Southwest Gas shares Nevada's goals of decarbonizing by 2050. We're committed to complying with those goals as outlined in Senate Bill 254 from the 2019 session. We have been, we continue to be supportive of policies that achieve the greatest greenhouse gas emissions reductions, without compromising what we feel are extremely important for all Nevadans right now, and that's reliability and affordability. Technologies exist to reduce carbon, the carbon intensity of natural gas, without requiring customers and consumers to abandon existing infrastructure and replace appliances and equipment at substantial cost. So we really feel like those are the policies that we should be focusing on instead of attempting to eliminate.
Well, one of the things that struck me about the editorial or the commentary was that there was an attack on your ability, Southwest Gas's ability, I should say, to build new plants to distribute gas based on the ability for those plants to be paid off in a reasonable amount of time so that the consumers wouldn't be affected by that. That seems like a pretty outrageous arrow straight at the heart of your company.
Well, it's a good point, and I guess what I would say in reference to the op-ed and many of the points that the Assemblywoman makes in that, and first I would say, we respect Assemblywoman Cohen. We've always had a good working relationship with her, and we actually agree with her on many of the things she says. For example, we agree that we have to take steps towards reducing greenhouse gas emissions in the state. We're on board with that. But there are also areas where we fundamentally disagree. For example, we don't agree that building electrification is the only way to get there. There's a number of different options we can pursue to decarbonize without doing it in a way that starts the process of putting the natural gas industry out of business in the state. We also disagree that this is a consumer-friendly bill. We feel like it's the opposite. You know, if you like your natural gas appliances for cooking, for heating your home, for heating your water, for drying your clothes, using your fireplace, or if you're a business that requires natural gas for cooking at your restaurant or for laundry, a dry cleaner, or to heat a hotel room at one of our resorts, this bill will begin the process of taking those options away from you immediately. And, you know, we've hired third parties to pull our customers, and that polling shows that over 90% of Nevadans choose natural gas as their preferred energy choice. So I'm not sure which consumers this bill is friendly to.
Well, I mean, you know, I think everybody agrees on the environmental side of things. It's the details of where, as always, the devil is. And, you know, first of all, what is the response of the home building industry, of the companies that you have talked to so far? Because obviously, this is going to change their plans if this were to go through. And would the cost not rise significantly for the future homeowners?
Yes, the home builders, both north and south, are very involved, not only in this bill, but this issue overall. And you're right, Sam, it comes down to, it comes down to consumer choice. They're building almost 100% of the homes, at least in southern Nevada, and close to that northern Nevada, with natural gas, because that's what consumers want. And they're also doing it in a way that is cost effective and allows affordable housing to still exist within the state. Building an all-electric home, there's costs associated with that, and the home builders have done studies on that. And you know, you have to upgrade the electrical infrastructure of your house and have to have a larger electric panel, and those things cost money, and those are all costs that are passed on to the home buyer when they purchase the home.
What about the restaurant industry? I would imagine, you know, as somebody who does this as a hobby but has had a dining show over the years, that, you know, 99% of restaurants use natural gas to fire their restaurants. The cost of either replacing that equipment or the cost of it's already expensive enough to start a restaurant. If you had to go with all electricity, the product would not be as good and the cost would be higher. Am I not correct?
You're absolutely correct. And this is a critically important issue for our restaurants. The Restaurant Association is very involved in this issue as well. I would say there's certain cooking processes that require natural gas. If you look at, we've working very closely with the Asian Chamber. It's impossible to wok cook without an open flame. And we're hearing from many Asian restaurant owners that view this as taking away their ability to survive as a restaurant. Also, you know, we have a lot of high-class, world-class restaurants in this state that grill meat on an open flame. And what is the alternative to that? And how does that affect the quality of the food that they're providing to their customers? And this continues to be a major issue for them, and one that they are extremely concerned about, because, as you know, restaurants have already been hit very hard by this pandemic, and they view this as being kicked while they're down almost.
You know, as I said earlier on, and you know, I don't think anybody ignores the issue of climate at this point, or they do so at their peril, both to their personal life and to their credibility. But at the same time, there has to be, you know, an analysis of the cost. And it just seems that if the public were to be made aware of the cost of going all electric this quickly, that they would be horrified once they realize how it was going to hit their pocketbooks.
Absolutely. This legislation, as written, will impose an enormous burden on Nevada homeowners and Nevada small businesses and Nevada's largest businesses that support our economy. This legislation eliminates customer energy choice and eliminates one of, if not the smallest utility bills for many Nevada families. The bill has the effect of preventing any new residential or commercial natural gas connections in the future and would require the immediate conversion of over 120,000 Nevada homes and businesses by the end of next year. But yet the bill provides no mechanism to pay for those conversions, and it leaves the cost up to Nevada families.
So just give me an idea, if somebody were to go for that conversion for whatever choice, what kind of cost would they be looking at in, say, a 1,500 square foot home?
Well, the costs really vary, Sam, in terms of, you mentioned one thing is the size of the home is obviously a factor, but you know, you have the cost that it would take for you, one, just to convert all of your appliances. And then you also have the added cost of, again, upgrading your electric infrastructure in your house, because most houses weren't designed to have everything run off of all electric. So you likely need a larger electric panel to be able to handle the increased electric load. And so the cost can become very significant. Estimates show they can easily get above $5,000 and up to $10,000 or even beyond in a larger home.
Yeah, one of the things I discovered with solar was that I installed a solar system about 10 years ago for just solar hot water. And there was a malfunction with the system, and it would have cost me $10,000 to replace that. And that's 10 years later when you would have expected costs to go down. Let's take a break. We'll come back because there are much broader issues connected to this, and I want to get into them. We'll be right back after this timeout.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Kenny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they will.
Get in on the action at the Tamarack Casino and win your share of $100,000 guaranteed. Now through February 27th, plus 5x points every Friday. $100,000 guaranteed at Tamarack Casino. Your good times are at Tamarack.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at Reno's newest steakhouse, Nevada Steak.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Scott Leadham. He is the Director of Public Affairs for Southwest Gas, and he's responding to a commentary in the Nevada Independent by Assemblywoman Leslie Cohen that she referred to as responsible energy planning will protect Nevadans' health and pocketbooks. But we're looking at the other side of this. One of the big things that's occurred in this country over the last decade or more is fracking. And fracking has allowed a huge amount of natural gas to become available across the country, in addition to making the United States finally oil independent from the Middle East. It seems to me that, if bills like this are gonna go through, that we're gonna end up with, destroying the fracking industry. We're gonna end up, what happens to your stockholders? Because this basically, unless you're able to fight this and succeed, the company is not going to exist.
Well, I do want to point out, Sam, that Southwest Gas, as a company, does not engage in fracking activities. I don't own any production wells, so to speak, or own any natural gas generation. We're simply a local distribution company that purchases local or natural gas on the open market and delivers it to customers. But certainly, we do purchase gas that has been fracked. But the great thing about natural gas industry and the technologies that we're making now, and I mentioned it earlier, is that there's a way in the future to use gas that isn't fracked. It's used, captured methane and hydrogen and other technologies, and where we can really decarbonize our pipeline and use different types of natural gas to serve to customers that are low carbon or no carbon fuels. And so these are technologies we're looking at very closely. We're investing in them. We were successful in getting a bill passed last session, SB 154, that allows us to invest in these projects and activities. And we've actually made a filing very recently to the Public Utilities Commission to begin purchasing renewable natural gas, which is, like I said, that captured methane from a landfill or a dairy or wastewater treatment facility, and clean to pipeline quality gas that we can serve to our customers. We've made a filing, to the Public Utilities Commission to begin adding those resources to our gas portfolio very soon.
What are you seeing at other legislatures around the country and PUCs? Are there similar bills being pushed forward, and are they succeeding, or is there pushback on these?
I think there are different types of electrification policies being pushed in other states. We're certainly not the only one who is looking at these policies, but I will say, Sam, that no other state or nation has done this, has laid out electrification as the only way to decarbonize. They haven't limited the tools by which we can achieve the goal of decarbonization. Nevada would be the first in this regard if this bill were to pass, choose electrification as the only pathway forward with and ignoring all the other pathways that exist.
Are you seeing support from other industries? Are you seeing support from, for example, the gaming industry, the mining industry, the retail industry, other industries coming out either privately or publicly and supporting you?
Absolutely, Sam. You named some of them already, but we have a broad coalition of industries who are not fans of limiting the use of natural gas in homes and businesses in the future. One of them is organized labor. They are going to come out strong against this policy. We've been talking to them very closely, and a number of the organized labor organizations in the state will weigh in. The restaurant industry you mentioned, the home building industry, the realtors, the Nevada Realtors, the Nevada Manufacturers Association, some of our municipalities, for example. The city of Mesquite has a brand new pipeline that's just natural gas pipelines just been built to their city. And they're beginning to hook up customers now. And the thought of having a brand new pipeline and infrastructure that no one can connect to in their city is a very makes them very nervous. And so they're another coalition member along with many others, but certainly a broad group of people looking at this and following it very closely and very concerned about this policy.
All right, let's take another break. We'll come back more on Southwest Gas and this issue after this timeout.
Get in on the action at the Tamarack Casino and win your share of $100,000 guaranteed. Now through February 27th, plus 5x points every Friday. $100,000 guaranteed at Tamarack Casino. Your good times are at Tamarack.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
Get in on the action at the Tamarack Casino and win your share of $100,000 guaranteed. Now through February 27th, plus 5x points every Friday. $100,000 guaranteed at Tamarack Casino. Your good times are at Tamarack.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Scott Leadham. He is the Director of Public Affairs for Southwest Gas, responding to an editorial in the Nevada Independent, actually a commentary in the Nevada Independent from Assemblywoman Leslie Cohen regarding responsible energy planning in the form of protecting Nevadans' health and pocketbooks, which, you know, in this discussion doesn't seem to be exactly where this is heading. I touched on it earlier, you touched on it a little bit just now, but let's go into this, because future infrastructure is a big deal. I mean, you know, power companies, energy companies have to plan 20, 30 years into the future in terms of putting in facilities and raising up that money, going through the PUC to get these things approved, all the environmental deals that go along with that. It would seem to be just critical that you were able to continue to move forward with infrastructure planning, and yet, according to the Assemblywoman, this is something that should be looked at and pretty much judged as to whether you should be allowed to move forward. From what I understand, we're still a capitalist country.
Yeah, Sam, and it's important to note that Southwest Gas supports a responsible planning process. However, the proposed planning process in this bill is not a responsible bridge to decarbonization, but rather it's a mandate of electrification. The legislation will eliminate customer choice, reduce energy reliability, increase greenhouse gas emissions, and increase customer bills, and eliminate good-paying jobs. And we just feel like it's unreasonable and irresponsible to force a planning process this large in scale and with so many consequences without an analysis on the impact to Nevada consumers.
And how many employees does Southwest Gas have at this point in time in Nevada?
We have about 1,100 employees here in Nevada and about 2,200 employees system-wide.
Okay, so I mean, those jobs will be in jeopardy if this were to move forward.
Absolutely, and you know, I feel like I'm representing many of my coworkers here, and also the many industries that rely on the natural gas industry here in the state. And many of them are upset, and they're worried about their future, and they're upset that they've worked for the average tenure of a Southwest Gas employees is in the mid-teens. People come here, they stay here. They're proud of what they do. They're proud of the job that they do. They are proud of the product that we provide, a low-cost energy source to many Nevada families. And they're upset that these policies are being considered, and that their jobs and the jobs of their fellow employees and their families aren't being talked about or considered in this process.
What kind of discussions, you don't have to name names, but I mean privately, what kind of discussions are you having with other legislators, and what do you feel is the response at this point?
I think I mentioned it last interview, Sam, we've been meeting with legislators for over a year and a half now, talking to them about this very issue and letting them know that, proposed legislation is likely to come at some point. Many, if not all, have been receptive to the message. I think there's many legislators on both sides of the aisle that aren't necessarily ready to give up their natural gas appliances and aren't ready to take a step so far towards eliminating an energy choice for their constituents without having taken a broader look at the entire issue to ensure that, one, we're doing it in a way that we're decarbonizing in a way where we can utilize our existing infrastructure, and two, doing it in a way that protects our Nevada consumers and their constituents.
All right, that's where we have to leave it for now, but we'll keep a close eye on this and we'll welcome you back to have more discussions on this as it progresses. Thank you very much, because you jumped in at the last minute here to help us out to do this interview, so thank you, and we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.